Blog Talk Radio.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard to live it, but I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother. Say, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Lord, there have been times that I thought I could last for long. But I know a change gon' come. Oh, yes it will.
That's wonderful. You're listening to the Blog Talk Radio Show Network and listening to the Cosmic Philosopher. I am Tim Aldred. I thank you for tuning into the program today. And my mind is thinking about a specific thought, and that is about the state of human life, and let's say on the planetary, on the planetary basis of what keeps us alive, because to be healthy and well may be considered. Just a second.
Can you help me? Can you come out?
No, I'm
sorry. Yes. You know, what I'm thinking about is something very good, and I'm trying to get it out. But, you know, some surrounding thoughts are also connected to what I want to say, which I am not enough to bring all of this stuff together. So I have to take my time to navigate myself to bring out the right thoughts I am trying to say. And that is, it may seem like when we are healthy and well, that's all we need to do to live. That's not true. And why I say it is not true is there are a lot of other elements of existence that causes us to live. And not just being healthy by itself. That, in a certain context, is very good that we are healthy and well. Because that's being in a healthy condition that makes your life think and feel good. Yeah, of course. So making a distinction of existence itself and what it means to an individual, it calls for a comprehensive body of elements that makes us live in and of itself by all conditions supporting. Because once we lose some of these supportive elements to life, well, we cease to live too. Because sometimes you're healthy and well, but something critical you need to support your life. And if you don't have that thing, a lot of times you could lose your life, though you're healthy and well. Situation happen, you know, that affects your breathing and your general living. Yeah. And therefore, we need to have this universal supportive elements to continue living. Some places are unsafe. You are healthy, but the place surrounding you has different unsafe effects that you don't want to, like, be affected by those elements. So you may live and be careful of things that affect you adversely. All right. I'm thinking of how, thinking of society as a whole. And let's say, the way things are trivialized by the world surrounding us, and the reaction of many people is as such that we are oblivious to life, the importance of life, how we should really adore life. You know what I mean? We do not adore life in that way. And that's not good. That's not good. It is not good to be in that frame of mind where we are not thinking civilized. Now, my friends, there's something that's, you know, very, very troublesome in my mind. And it is because I realize that life of the people gets spoiled. Well, gets spoiled. And therefore, the entire world gets spoiled. And what causes life, civilized life, to get spoiled? Because of white people. White people. And you may not like what I say. And you know, I can't really blame anybody outside. I can't blame anybody outside of what I blame, because I get it from what I have read as a historic source. I don't know any other source. Sumerian and the World History textbook, like Glencoe, are two sources that I use. And I can only read to the best of my ability. And let's say somebody who can read on a higher level than me, it doesn't mean that they, under any assurance, will read the history and understand it better than me. It doesn't mean that, because it's not science. Let's say the basic components of science is not intricate things, gadget or stuff like that. And so, I mean, there's no reason that I should think that I may have it all wrong, why I would see things so differently than other people. Well, for me, one of the reasons why is that I begin to read with a more keen view of what words offer. There are people that are much more educated than me, don't understand simple distinction between two things. They don't understand that. Let's say, for instance, I would talk to my brother with a PhD about the difference between the BC era calendar and the AD Anno Domini calendar, and he don't want no part of it. He'll flatly say he don't like believe into history and all that. No, if he believe the Bible to where he get, you know, such deep education that talks about stories in the Bible, like Genesis, creation story, and many other things that are said in the Bible, that he cannot present actual evidence for that those things exist. But yet still, when it comes to history, that is a record of the past, like his birth certificate that represents when he was born, he doesn't believe in that principle of history, the record of the past. So what do you think about my brother and me? Can my brother be more sober? No, he's more educated than me, clearly. You know, I can't add and subtract and things like that like him. Oh, so but wherever I can add and subtract, I'm going to keep that principle. You know? But he won't keep that principle. You see? Because I can do a simple calculation and prove to him what I'm saying is true. And he won't accept that because he's not into history. And why do you think that happened? He's biased. Because if we both are reading and we look at the same thing, the same word value is there. It doesn't matter that he has degrees and I don't. But this level of reading is applicable to the both of us because the both of us understand it just alike by principle. So apply it now. And he backs out. Now, now you cannot go into my head and dismantle what I'm thinking. Neither can I go do that in your head. But this is where we work from. Words, identities for different things in words. And why should we differ? We ought not to differ because if we differ in the actual using the word, our words, that's where forevermore we are confused. You know, and if you decide you're going to go and, you know, by you don't realize that you're biased, you have some axe to grind. You cannot submit yourself to the principle of what we discover. And there is no other way to argue it. So when you have a brain, something going wrong in your brain, and because it produces something, there is something that you ought to be objective about. You cannot be objective about it because you're a Christian. You see, like if I say, the Bible said your mind must be unnatural. Otherwise you won't understand the things in the Bible because they are spiritually discerned. And I ask you, to like clear up that for me. Explain that for me. And you will say, look, no, I ain't going to get into it with you. I'm not going to get into it with you. Why? It is words and a subject matter. What are you backing out for? Come get into it. So you see the problem? I am saying all of that because something is done wrong. Filthy wrong on this planet and people, really. And the younger one who are growing up today don't stand a chance of getting into civility. They cannot. Not when you and I go and vote for democracy. And if I ask you, where democracy come from? You can't tell me. Who that put this government in America in power? You can't talk about that either because this government is providing money and food and everything for you. Where this government come from? These people, these white people. Because they tell you. They come from Britain and they come from Europe. You know, so I want to know about the precedence for this government in the United States. You don't want to talk about it because the people, the white people bring Christianity. You don't want to talk about it, right? And you are already wearing white collar on your neck and stuff like that. And you believe in the Holy Ghost on the day of Pentecost and in St. Paul. And I can prove to you, Jesus never exists, neither St. Paul. So I am really Because, listen to me. When I read in the World History textbook, Glencoe, you know, a current edition, 2004 edition 2, and facts that is recorded in the World History textbook, that's not a church book, you know, and it is not what they call a secular book. You can't secularize the World History textbook and the record of the past of people from long, long ago. What is secular about it? No, this is an anthropology, type of book, you know. It's not like 66 books in the Bible. The Bible is not supposed to be used by civilized people either. To actually apply it to yourself. You know, I'm not saying there are something in there that is good, of course. Some things in the Bible that don't belong in there. You know, because some things in the Bible are anti-Christian. If you read it, you don't have anything applicable to Christianity. So we have a lot of things to face, and not unless we make peace with words and what words and messages are saying to us, we don't worth anything. We will never worth anything besides eat and drink and do all kind of things with your body and all that. So is whether or not as a human being you want to be in psychologically the kind of person you're supposed to be or what you really are in your genome, right? Your genome that has all of your taxonomic information. You don't want to go contrary to that. But white people that said they take over the world and take over government, you can't find any precedence for that kind of life, which means the Bible in and of itself. The Bible doesn't have a precedence for, let's say, the government that they are running. They do not. When you find a bunch of people that go everywhere over the world and kill people and destroy their government and stuff like that, what precedence that their government come from? Legislation and pass them to do what? I read it and tell you. And this is true. This is true. What I'm telling you is fact. And that's what is bothering me. You see, when you read that, you know, this is coming from a book called Bamboozled, Besieged by Lies, Man Never a Sinner, by one Timothy Aldred, who was a church growing up boy, and I'm talking about myself, right? So confused until late, you know, in his late 50s, going 60s, begin to read seriously and give account for what he is reading. And find things like this, that he wrote this portion in the Bamboozled, Besieged by Lies. Think about it. You're talking about the white people who call themselves Roman and Roman Empire. This is the mind, Timothy Aldred, that grew up in the Christian church with his Christian mom and dad and siblings around them. But later on, Kim began to read and see something different from what he believed in. And when he do some research to satisfy his mind that something is really wrong, and what that thing is, he looked for sources, affirm the way he is thinking, and see that that knowledge is in the world too, that he didn't know about. All right, here is chapter 6, a bamboozled, besieged by lies. You got to excuse this guy, Tim Aldred, because first he read on the fourth grade level until he was 27 years of age. And later on he did high school and read a little bit better. So you got to excuse the way this man expressed himself and tell about the discovery that he has found. Now, if anybody else read this book and find anything that is helpful to them, well, it comes from somebody who grew up in the church and had no axe to grind, but loved Jesus and loved Jesus' Father and believed the whole shebang that God begot a son, Jesus Christ, didn't have no divergence at all. So I just want to read to you, like, you know, about one page and see if you can get a sense of what this guy is talking about and what concerns him about Christianity and his people that believe in Christianity, and of course the mental illness that he and his people suffer over 100,000 years. This is the kind of thing that bothers me. I, Tim Aldred. Chapter 6, The Roman Inquisition. Time is one of mankind's best friends. But ironically, in some ways, time can be one's worst adversary too. It can rob us of virtually important perspective shaping information. Are we inclined to understand what the Inquisition was, or what its purpose was? Its sole purpose was to force people to accept Jesus. Otherwise called the faith. Now, because so much time has passed since the Inquisition occurred, difficult to remove the barriers that hinder present-day minds from being able to grasp the aura of that age. Terror, grim, and deadly is really the most accurate description for the Inquisition, and is specifically applicable to the Roman Catholic Church. I believe there is no room for argument over who is the author of Christianity. It is the Inquisition, the Inquisitors, Roman Empire. The Inquisition was a time of torture and murder for those who refused to comply with the edict that Jesus Christ was sent by God to save the world from sin. You tell me, did any of the so-called churches named in the New Testament kill or torture unbelievers? Who did not believe or accept Jesus? There is nothing penned in any of the epistles even remotely went in that direction. Thus, the Roman Catholic Inquisition, for biblical purposes, is blasphemy and criminal. In fact, the gross act of the Inquisition are bound to shock anyone truly believes the gospel of Jesus Christ. Because we who embrace Christ do so on the basis of grace, mercy, love, and peace. Here is how all went down. Running out of substance and options, and with no desire to lose their power and supremacy, on or about 1220 AD, Emperor Frederick II convened a tribunal to formulate and establish legislation for violent oppression, with the support of the man of God, Pope Honorius III, and Gregory IX. Legislation were made and passed to have ancillary organizations execute the punishment of heretics, bracket, non-believers, against the ecclesiastical empire. In general, the legislation provided for penalties of death, banishment, and confiscation of property. That's what the church is doing to the African people, you know. Do you understand that? I do not understand. People would read this kind of information and they still go to church, you know. It means that our head is really sick. And look, don't take it for joke when I say that. Really sick. Something happened to us that make us really sick. It's not a joke. Who could tell you that this man break into your house and steal your goods and you behave like nothing don't happen? No, you wouldn't do that because you have sense to know what's being said and what it means for you. You read all these things about the St. Catholic Church, and the Pope a piece that it was published in the year 2000 by Pope John Paul. Pope John Paul II, where he writes an apology for the sins of Catholic. You talk about the Vicar of Christ is saying for 2 millennia they have been killing the African people, and yet you go to church and you think that, oh, you belong to Christianity, that's not Roman Catholic. And you don't know, you don't come to the point to know that
The Pope is the one who created Christianity. That institution created Christianity and created Jesus and used African people character to build Christianity. You do not know that. It is because something is wrong with our brain. We turn believers and not people with knowledge. So that if you ask somebody the difference between belief and knowledge, they don't want to touch that because it's going to turn them in a direction they have not been taught to go. So it goes on to say, yes, they make laws to kill us. And what did we do them? Nothing. We traveled from Africa to the Western world, and we did white people nothing. So why did they interfere with us from the very first time? Why? But we don't know that. You don't know what I'm talking about. But it is because I find out something was wrong. I didn't thought our brain was messed up. I didn't think that. But I realized from reading that something is wrong with what we are thinking or the way the world is thinking. So it goes on to tell you now, when I did the research and find out that these kind of people in what you'd call government, yeah, they take over the world. So they were affecting all African people with their government, and we don't have no more government. You would be shocking. You will be shocked and surprised to know what really happened back in time over the past 200,000 years. And it would have stripped away from you all of these, what you think and believe, not knowledge, but what you believe that you read in the Bible about Adam and Eve in the garden. Shock when you know what the truth is. So I am going on to tell you what these white people have done. And if you think that what I'm saying to you is not the right source of history, well, you go find it. And when you find it, you bring it, come and share it with me, because, you know, I've been doing a wide range of searching, you see, and I have not come across anything that is superior to what I am reading here. So I have nothing to do but recognize this as the truth. And they kill us, that is for sure. They kill millions of us. So if you don't agree with anything, you have to agree with that, that white people kill us. Okay? It depends on how much you want to really know what they have done to us. But these are some of the, wickedest things that you don't expect another human to do to you. And white people are not humans. That's the problem. They are not humans. You think only human exists with white and black people? Well, first of all, them can call themselves white. We are not black. We are not black. So you say, who are we? We are hybrid people. Hybrid, a mixed blood formulation of an anatomic anthropology creation. That's what we are. And we have a special brain because these two blood that makes and create us, no other creature have our brain. And that's a fact. So if you want to go out there and look at white people and think that they are civilized and that they are a government, you have a lot to do in your old age then. Because what we believe on turning old age with the belief, it's not knowledge. So a lot of things going to go wrong with us, disease and stuff like that strike us. And them it come from. Okay? And so, I don't have no fear talking this. I'll go anywhere talking this because it is what I'm saying is true, and you don't likely to find somebody else anywhere close to you. I don't say somebody don't exist like this, but what I'm trying to say to you, you may not find another book like Bamboozled, Besieged by Lies, Man Never Sinner. Because if you can find another person that grew up in the church like me and think the way I do, then you may find somebody like that would write something like this and arrange it, you know, the way I do. As a person who is not accustomed to an author on anything, right? Who just trying to express my thoughts and make it coherent that somebody understand what I'm saying. So I could not digest that these things do happen and how my parents are a part of it. That today, hardly anybody when I talk see sense in what I am saying. So I just want to draw your attention to this, that these things are not civilized thinking, what I am reading about these pope and emperors, what they did, and that dear, we have government in the world, and this is one other thing I thought about, but don't we have government? Yes, we have government. What happened to our government? Why these sodomite white people are the government? I read and I find out, but who wants to know? It's too way off. But guess what? It's not too way off for me, because I go through the process of reading and find out. I find out the most ridiculous things that I have ever come across, that it encouraged me to get myself distanced away from society. I don't make no trouble for nobody, you know, not like that. But in my head, I'm looking at the distinction between what I have learned that nobody was going to tell me. I didn't have nobody throughout my lifetime even come close to tell me what I am reading in history. No, I don't have any qualms about that, because people going about their business, they grew up in church like me, and they think and talk foolishness. No, I'm reading something that is pure knowledge, and I must now remake myself a person of knowledge and not all of these sodomite foolishness. And you look at these white people, they leave from where they come from and come and follow us and kill us and poke themselves into every settlement that we live. They come, write a Bible with a Jesus and 12 disciples, and all of that is a faggot, fucking asshole nonsense. This is what they do and turn us into idiots. Is first cause their sexual nasty bad blood to be in our brain and destroy our brain. That's why we are idiots and we don't have a government running, functioning. The best of who we have with all the university degrees still don't have knowledge to know that what I'm right about God curse Adam and Eve is a lie, and how much bondage it put us in. We don't know yet. We have all of the degrees from university. Who set up the universities? How did white people come to take over from African rulers all around the world and write prophecy of Isaiah 9, 6, and 7, a Messiah to come? And these white people write all of these things, and we believe it. You believe Jesus washed the disciples' feet, and Jesus come to save our soul, for God so loved the world. Those are fucking asshole shit. It's not a joke. I would be profaning, like a madman to talk something like that. That is not true. I'm suffering in a way, and I have liberty in me in a principal sense. I have to make distinction between the problem that affects all of us African people. And while that bothers me, I am making my way to be the person I'm supposed to be. So when I tell you and I crank it up and press the trigger and tell you what it is, that's what it is. That's what it is. And if somebody would say to me, question what I say, like in doubt or negatively biased against what I say, I'd say, well, all right, listen, you tell me now what you know is right. Because I don't run away from nobody because they disagree with what I say, because I give you as much liberty to express what you know to be true. Because guess what? I never close my door against what you say. I never do. It doesn't matter how ridiculous I may think it is, but I am not to be biased in a way that I don't want to scorn you, scorn what you say. No, I am going to stand up to anything you say, and let's talk it out. Because look, if we talk it out, and I find out that, you know, you really, solder down my hedges, I will have to adjust and come under what the truth is. I will have to change if I find out that a truth is not found in what I say. I will have to take out the falsehood, So I want to talk. So grind me down as much as you can, because I am going to subject myself to that grinding, because guess what? I want to be pure. I'm not afraid of purification, because that's what's going to make me the kind of character I'm supposed to be. And if you are an act of perfection for me, why should I run away from what you say? Stand up to it, man. So do you. Stand up to it. Sodomite. The whole of Christianity is a sodomite thing. And it doesn't matter what you do. That's what it is. Because it is the history that said that. White people are not civilized. They can't have a civilized government. Nothing at all. What they do is they learn a lot of things because of conditions that they have passed through and what brought them to where they are talking and stuff like that. Only the history is going to make us know that. You're not going to, easily understand what I mean when I say white people are not human beings. You're not going to know that easily. You will have to read and know what is recorded, because they make sure they shove aside all the things for us to know about them, okay, and put in front of us and to inculcate our thinking by the Bible, which the Bible is a sodomite book. These guys are fucking each other at the wrong places and come out and write a Bible and give it to us. Apologize for sins of Catholics. For in the year 2000. And if you can Google it. Google Pope apologize for sins of Catholic. And you will see it. And see what he said about the African people. Because they look at us as we are nobody. Guess what? Because their racist blood has destroyed our brain. I tell you, we have one special brain. It's not like them. But they would want us to think like, oh, we have the same brain like them. No, when I tell you white people is not going to have a chance at living in our territory with us, because we were living by ourselves when they came along and decided that they're going to mess up everything for us. If you don't want to look into what I'm saying, that's your business. Because guess what? You don't worth nothing more than just live and dead. Because when your soul is not alive and your spirit within you care nothing about who you are, well, you perish. So this is why I am telling you what I'm reading here, when I research and what I found, and I had to tell. Well, I can't say there aren't people who are happy that somebody has the guts to come out and tell it this way. And this is what I have found. Go on a little further, and you will see whether or not you find grace in what the church is all about. And if you have been already duped that the church is a good thing, well, you probably don't have much of a room in your mind to start searching to find out if it's true, because it may scare you to do that. You may not want to find that out, or you may not think that it will ever be true, or anything is written to bring you out from that. You know, that may be your condition. So go dead and believe what you want to believe then. The thing is to have knowledge and not believing. Get knowledge first and decide about what you believe in afterward. That's the way it's supposed to go. Okay? Belief is going to trap you into where you believe. And when you did not prove where you believe, what do you think happened to you? You stay there and atrophy until you're dead. Now, you go and tell anybody, Tim Aldred, say that. Yes. And then when they feel like, oh, this guy may be crazy, bring him, come, make me talk, me and them talk. And you're going to see whether or not, you know, they'll convert me. The last time somebody decided I was going to convert to something they said, they were feeling happy, you know, once they hear certain things. But when I said it, they said, all right, Tim, you decide to throw in the towel. Well, yes, I did say I would throw in the towel. If this person convinced me, that means if this person says something, that means history, you know, a record of the past, I am going to come to that, if you prove that. But then this person, the person who's supposed to do the convincing, don't know what they're talking about. Because when they should be using the Bible, they are using their own makeup story like that. And they should be following what Jesus say. If you want to, like, stick to the Bible, you have to stick to what Jesus say. But you know what I mean? And then somebody realized that, okay, I use the Bible and whip these people who they don't know what the Bible is talking about. I use the Bible and beat them up. I mean, totally destroy them, decimate them completely. They don't have a chance. Because, look, I'm sold out on words and what words say. That's right. And if you're going to lose your way, lose your way trying to find the way. All right. Anyway, listen to me. The church is what make up the legislation. These guys, them are the church. And if you think they're not the church, you make a bad mistake, okay? And you go forever, pray to Jesus and the Holy Ghost and speak in tongues. And look, the Holy Ghost is not a Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is agape ghost, agape love. You hear me? And if you don't know that agape love is two men fucking each other, well, I tell you what, look again. Because when I heard about agape, I think back in the 80s, agape love. Oh, I didn't know anything back then, like, you know, to History versus Bible. So I thought it was for real. Like agape love is something real. Until, you know, quite a while after that, I begin to hear, and then when I pay attention, I realize, oh, homosexual is really who is running the world. Homosexual invented Jesus, invented the church, and that's why they'll tell you that it is Moses, which is our character, Abraham, Joseph, and all these type of character, and these names that they call prophets, them just give you a name, like Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and stuff like that. Those people don't exist at all. Those names do not exist. You don't have an autobiography or a biography to prove that those people live any time. You see, because they will want to tell you that the things about Jesus was written about 100 years after he was dead and gone. Right? So who wrote all those things and put them down for people to start printing them? The point is, my friend, if we don't really begin to think deeply, read a piece of information that you find knowledge of things that you can point to someone and show. All right, let's go on and tell you this other portion. What I'm telling you is that this, what they call ecclesiastical empire, I used to think ecclesiastical was a spiritual good thing. No, but it's a faggot word too, ecclesiastical. You see what I mean? And if it comes from anywhere that is used in a clean sense, in a clean context, you know, I'll defer to that. But I have not seen it in any other context than in the biblical context when I talk about ecclesiastical, the church. Because the church meant everything to me, like to millions of people. All right. Now, the empire, you know, I think this was all like Constantine and all that. I think it was all, you know, good stuff. Now, this is what they do under the ecclesiastical empire. In general, the legislation provided for penalty of death. When I see it is we people, the penalty of death was made to affect. The law, AD and Adamani law that we are living on right now, this is what it stands for. White people, Christian thinking. It's different from civilized thinking. Okay? Yes. It stands for penalty of death. They're going to kill you if you don't accept Jesus Christ. And a lot of people suffer in the past for that. A lot of people dead. They killed because they didn't want to become devoted Christian. Okay. Banishment, which means they kick you out of where you live. That's what they do to us. I mean, they're kind of cooling down now because, you know, the time is becoming more and more civilized, more people in the world and more diverse. They can't handle civilization that is getting bigger and bigger every day. So now they have changed a lot of their thinking and pattern. You see, and the way they used to kill people in America now, they don't dare do that anymore. Okay, so if you think that they were sovereign and, you know, unstoppable, that's not true. Time has changed. This is no longer Pisces. This is Aquarius. And guess what? I was born under Aquarius. I am an Aquarian person of the 12 houses of the zodiac. I am Aquarius. That's right. It's a water house, right? And basically, that's all I'm about, is destroying what is not civilized. That's all I am about, is destroy what is not civilized. So it goes on. Banish. Imagine that white people do all of this. All the way you see they have reached today, these are the laws that they use. to bring the civilized world to where it's at here today, ruled by fucking nasty homosexuals. They don't have no ambition at all, and neither will they be a civilized being. They will never, but they will forever try to, cut us down and put themselves in our place. That's what they're doing. Okay? So here, they say here, yes, confiscation, they banish, which means kick you out of where you live. They do that. They have the power to do that because Europe no longer protect us from 2,000 years, 2,600 years ago. Europe don't run no kingship government. All right. So this is where we are. We have our laws still to use, but we don't know how to use them. We don't know how to use them. But it is in history, civilized history. These white people don't have no civilized history. We have the world history textbook. World history textbook. They interfere with it. I were you, I take up the world history textbook and get what truth I can get out of it. That's what I have done. Right? And I am well off because I do that. When I say well off, I don't mean I have money. I mean I have knowledge gold. Okay? So, yes, we need to understand what the World History textbook says and the Sumerian history, which is prehistory, that tells us everything about humanity and why the world is running the way it is and now being manipulated by the sodomized white people, backed by our Roman people who run government in Africa right now. They are off on the wrong side of the alligator, and there is... The God said they didn't find anyone who could mediate between them and us, but they find somebody. Hey, and I tell you, I may be that person. You know, and that's all I can say. I may be that person. And you know what? This is juicy because, look, if I am that person, well, I know I cannot be wrong. You know, but I am, you know, do I think I'm that person? You know, I partly believe I am that person, but I can only talk what I know is inside of me. That's all I'm certain of. And well, if it's chalk out to that, well, that's what it is. There's nothing that anybody can do to me if I am that person. Okay? Well, I am talking what I know now. Okay? So let it be, whichever way you want to take it. These people banish us, confiscate our property. So, they control everything about our lives. Until now, that's what they are doing with A.D. Anadamani. That, look, A.D. Anadamani, they who fuck each other's asshole decide on A.D. Anadamani. They are the one that decide that, and decide that they kill us when they want, and use that as a law to control us. What I'm telling you is true to every four corner of the world. It's true. And I'm telling you, if you want your life, you have to get out from believing the foolishness of Christianity. Listen this. The entire body of the church that never exists before, the papacy, the guy who call himself the vicar of Christ, the fact that they call him the vicar of Christ is to let you know that Jesus could not have companionship with a man like that. So it is the other side, is the flip side, the other side of the wrong side of the alligator that we are looking at when we look at white people and take them and think that, oh, when they are up there and talk like, oh, they are for democracy help people and all that kind of thing. Which way? Look, it goes on to say this. The Inquisition is a part of the church. It's an auxiliary. They call it the holy office of the church, of Christianity. If you think Christianity is something else, no, start to read, man. Which the practitioner applied arbitrarily. Okay? That is, the papacy created the rules of the engagement of the Inquisition that is going to kill you, and they are going to banish you, and they're going to, move you out of your property where you have. Okay? That's why they are here in the Western Hemisphere, and we don't know whether we're coming or we are going. Besides, you know, we have to, like, walk according to white man A.D. Anno Domini, which is absolutely no government whatsoever. It is what two men do when they're fucking each other. Okay? They laugh and see that our brain is gone and no government. We don't have any government protecting us. Can't you see? There is nothing that these white people do that Africa ever say anything about it. Emperor Haile Selassie was a king. And what did he do? Because he grew up under the church. I'll talk about, Ethiopian eunuch, and the man was going from Jerusalem to Ethiopia. All them whole bunch of Bible nonsense. We think they are true, and they are not true. So Selassie was not much of a king because they came in and removed the king of Rome. And from they removed that king of Rome, there was nobody else in the world that pertained to law and order but Sodomite people since 509 BC. So when you read about Selassie being king, Selassie was no former king, only like, you know, butterfly flying around and not able to do nothing. Okay? Because Africa abdicate the kingship government from just right then, that day, 509 BC, when they overthrew the king, took over military, took over that the place in Rome, Peter Basilica, that's where the Pope lived. It's our place. That's the day they got rid of our government kingship. Right? But think about it, though. The king was only an administrator of administrative government over civilized territories. You see what I mean? And who brings civilization here? The gods that brought kingship government and give us succession to rule. And we are ruling, and we allow these faggot white people to come in and take control of us. That's what happened. But they can't diminish our laws, because our laws are still there. You Google them and you will see everything is up there civilized. Because these faggots, they can't get rid of that. Nobody can remove Africa from being what it is. But when they get to the brain of us and we turn full, of course we go spinning. We go spinning. Unless we wake up and are able to attain to the way of life that we must follow. The religion that is given to us is a way of life. It's not church that we go to. So when Africa yield up all of the gold and every resource that kingship has, then they could write a Bible and write all kind of foolishness. So I want to tell you about these things and let you know that the Pope that you see there, the worst bitch of a white person, and they will tell you what Christianity do for us, and because you don't know what kind of world A.D. Anno Domini is. You don't read it. You don't know it. But you know what? I want you to know, and poor me, read very little, but I understand a lot. So it goes on, the papacy created the rule of the engagement for the Inquisition to kill the African people. They call us black people. We're not black. We are hybrid. We are ethnic people. That's what we are. And we are the first civilization people that spread civilization over the world. These white people want to tell us that it is them who make civilization. All kind of stuff that they're talking, you know. And we are supposed to repel them. I am doing my good job of that. But all of us should be standing together and drive these white fucking ass people out of our territory, because they are not supposed to be among us. That's what the history shows. They have a bad blood, and that's why we have so much disease, because of these white people. Now, it's time for us to see the power of the gods root them out from among us, because they are hiding among us. Remember what happened to them in Sodom and Gomorrah, right? They know that the gods will kill them, so they're going to come and join us everywhere we are, because they want to be saved when that day comes. We are supposed to stop going to their church. Stop voting for their democracy. Okay? Because we have kingship. Not this whole bunch of shit that they are making you vote for. Instead, they don't even want us to vote. And we are pushing and think that that's all we have to save us is their law. What we want, we are heating their shit and what they are fucking ass doing. That's what we are using to save ourselves. Contrary, we must drive them out instead of accommodating them. Because they're going to teach your children how to fuck us all. That's what they're doing. And you will have to go out there and try to, like, I mean, protest and all that kind of stuff. We don't need to do that. We just need to take a stand, go work, and do your thing and stuff like that. Don't support these faggots, homosexuals, that is want to tell us that we must follow their law and them kill you whenever they want to kill you. That's what they have been doing, but the time is up. The time is up. Listen, the rest of this. At first, the Pope's commission on heresy would travel from one place to another, addressing communities. They call upon people to confess voluntarily. They are to confess voluntarily if they were indeed heretics. Imagine these white people are brand us heretics and all them kind of thing there. That's the way they were dogging us and still dogging us today in many other ways. And to dominate everyone they knew. No, not dominate, but to denounce. Denounce anyone they knew to be heretic. They offered amnesty, a grace period of 1 month to absolve themselves of heretical faults. If confession were made, no penalty would be given. This process was aimed at getting as many faith adherents into the newborn Catholic Church possible. And it was all about cash and power. Not, it wasn't about Jesus. Jesus is just a character, happened to be, is not more than a sodomite character. But it was not the thing that we know Jesus for, a savior. That's what we did believe, right? So this is what I'm saying. It's power and dominion they want. My friends, look, there are a lot more here to read, but I want you to just get that portion of it. And then I want to tell you now, this other portion, and I'm trying to like gallop a little faster than I would. We are here. Just get a little of this that happened before all these white people come along and even start talking. Because they didn't talk after their evolution 1.5 million years. They never talk. And you must know the horrible stories why they come to be talking. When this is a book called Genesis Revisited, and you should read this book, Genesis Revisited. And if you listen to people who are anti-Christian, oh, they scorn this guy who wrote this book, Zachariah Sitchin. And you may say, I mean, who write? A man write it and stuff like that. Look here. It's history. It's nothing wrong. It's really based on what kind of man write it and what is he writing. This guy know the cuneiform language. And the Christian Bible is not real Hebrew writing. Okay? Because these guys write all kind of error and stuff like that willfully, because they don't want African people to know the truth. And which better way to do it besides in a Bible that billions of people going to believe in? And that's where they do it. That's what they did. All right. So this little book here called Genesis Revisited is to for you to go back and look at what they call in the beginning of Genesis in the Bible and see the many errors that they have written in there, right? So Genesis Revisited, you can get it. Barnes & Noble, get it from Amazon.com and any place of selling books. Zachariah Sitchin, right? And you will be able to read important thing in this book that you are not likely to hear or see anybody is talking about it. Because these white people fill up our world with sodomite, okay? And dominate it with Christianity. They drill a lot into our culture and make it all kind of a nasty stuff. Okay, so if you don't interested to read and follow good narration pertaining to the past, you're not going to get out of the church at all. Now, this is what I want to read to you about. Our way of life. Our civilization. This is our civilization. That's about what I have to tell you about this and what this book is all about and the author that wrote it. Now I'm going to try and read some of it to let you know that this is also a part of us, and hope that you are benefited by it. All right. Now, it goes on to say, when wisdom was lowered from heaven, and this is talking about before any kind of a human civilization exists, ask the white people them, when did they originate? They won't even want to tell you. And if they tell you, they're going to begin to run all over the place that you don't know anything. So it's best to read a book and decide what words tell you. Read something that tell you about white people for real, and it's got to be for real, because if you read the World History Textbook, it's going to tell you for real when they develop in Africa. They give you origin. So you will know from there, okay, white people develop in Africa. What kind of people they were? They were hominid. They were hominid and primates. I mean, they come from apes. Okay? And once you know that, you can track them everywhere they go. Okay? And you get that from the World History Textbook, the Glencoe book that I told you about, and the preface pages there, the first chapter. You will find that. That it tell you about white people and who they were. Of course, they don't look like who they were now, because they didn't look like monkey back then, but now what they have gone through when they met our people 100,000 years ago, they look like they don't look like the flat-faced man of Kenya anymore, the apes. They look like Neanderthals. Neanderthal was a sapien species, okay? And they jump on the Neanderthals, and then they jump on the on us, the people that talk. And the Neanderthal never talk, but they were the highest human that ever was. And we are from the sapien blood mixed with the God's blood. When they tell us about Jesus, Jesus never exists nowhere. But these white people, unless we find out the basic thing about them and chase them away, they will be here bugging us and getting a lot of us to turn homosexual. That's what their aim is all about. And I'm not joking. 100% is true. Some of them talk like they're genuine and stuff like that and dress and look like civilized people. No white people is civilized. They could look like us more and more and more and talk even, you know, civilized language. But look, you got to know about who they are and how they come to be what they are before you really understand. Outside of that, you don't. Now, so I'm telling you now, for me, this is what we are about. And we have everything on this planet to prove our civilization is real. And we don't need these white people anymore to bug our lives. We want them out. And I must tell you, there is no other type of plan for white people. There's no other type of plan. It's judgment of the gods. And we are the ones that are standing in the way right now because we are going to their church. We are going to vote for them and stuff like that. We're not finding our way like that to get out of what they call Babylon. Them are the bad, bad Babylon we need to get out from. They are hiding among us, okay? Get them out from Rome to Palestine or everywhere them call and say it's for themselves. They know why they're doing it. They want to keep themselves alive because all of their ancestors die out. And now they come in on us and because they know that we are not thinking we're crazy. We don't understand the record of the past, and that's what they're using against us. So let me tell you what we are now. When we were created, this is what happened. When wisdom was lowered heaven, the Sumerian king list, a record of rulers, cities, and events arranged chronologically, divide prehistory and history into two distinct parts. First, the long record of what had happened before the deluge. Then, what fired after the deluge? One was the time when the Anunnaki gods, and then their sons by the daughters of Mon, the so-called demigods, ruled upon the earth. The other was when human rulers, kings, selected by Enlil, were interposed between the gods and the people. In both instances, the institution of an organized society, orderly government, you hear that? Kingship was stated to have been lowered from heaven. The emulation on earth of the societal and governmental organization of Nibiru. That's what came here. Okay? Kingship was lowered from heaven, begins the Sumerian king list. Kingship was in Eridu. In Eridu, Alalulim became king and ruled 28,800 years. After listing the other antediluvial rulers and cities, the next state that the text states that then the flood swept over the earth and it continues. After the flood had swept over the earth, then kingship was lowered from heaven. Kingship was in Kish. From then on, the list take us into historical times. My friends, although the subject of this volume is what we called science and the ancients called wisdom, a few words about kingship, the good order of things. This is the beginning, my friend. This is the beginning of civilization. The good order of things, an organized society and its institutions. You think there was any institution? There was no institution. And it is the gods that set up institution, and now you, Africa, turn over our institution to these faggots, these white sexual fucking ass, come from Europe. Okay? This is what happened to our world. But I'm reading the civilization to you so that you know. It says, the good order of things, an organized society when there was none. White people were here in Europe and they didn't build up no society. They were making stone tools, right? This is the world, the sterile world that had no civilization. And these fucking ass white people were not about to become civilized at all. Okay, like what they're pretending to be today. All right, it goes on to say, yes, organized society and its institutions will not be out of place because without them, no scientific progress or the dissemination and preservation of wisdom could be possible. You think the world would not be what it is today if it hadn't been for they made us to be civilized people? These white people would have dead and gone a long time. Nobody would not know them. Kingship was the portfolio of Enlil, the commander of Earth, the chief administrator of the Anunnaki on Earth. It is noteworthy that as in so many scientific fields where we still live off, build upon the Sumerian bequest, so does the institution of kings and kingship still exist, having served mankind for so many millennia. Samuel N. Kramer, in History Begins at Summer, listed scores of first begun here, including a bicameral chamber of elected and selected deputies. That's the way our government is run. Various aspects of an organized and orderly society were incorporated into the concept of kingship. First and foremost, among them, the need for justice. A king was required to be righteous and to promulgate and uphold the law. For Sumerian society was one that lived by the law. Many have learnt in school of the Babylonian king Hammurabi and is famous law code. Now, my friends, you see what I mean? This is law for us. What these fuckers come here and talk about, AD, Anno Domini, get that shit away from us. That's what white people talk about. They're using and running government. Like I tell you, there's no government in them. We have our government all set here. We are not using it because they're telling us all these old bunch of fucking foolishness. All right. I want to thank you for tuning into the program, and let me just tell you a little more things that I feel like, you know, I want you to know, but I don't want to leave out my central topic that I need to, like, tell you about. End of Europe Gay Oaks Cro-Magnon anatomical fragment of many species, right? This is what they are spreading in the world, that we are not supposed to accept, right? So an end of Europe Gay Oak. Them call themselves Cro-Magnon, anatomical fragment of many species. That's not what in civilization we know, okay? So let's see. Cro-Magnon anatomic anthropology is the result of 100,000 years ago. Now, I write things that they say that are no lies, and bring it here to let you know. That's what they're thinking. To let you know the difference between what is civilized and what these people are spreading out there. And if you don't read, like, let's say, I began to do and find out, you will absorb the nonsense. So, look, it's time to, like, kick them out from among us, right? And we have a right. If they think they have a right to write Bible and talk all of these whole bunch of nonsense, fucking ass foolishness, uncivilized stuff to us and poison us. Well, you bet. Now is when they're going to find out who really own America. It's not them. Okay? When they think about this is their country and all, these guys are fucking each other's asshole that they don't have time to realize they come from Europe. Okay? Now, you know, they have a way of turning off my mic and stuff like that. They don't want nobody to hear the civilized thing that we need to know. And that they don't belong here. They really don't belong here. You don't read about them. It says here, 100,000 years ago, right? Sexual back crossing. Introgression. Miscegenation with both Neanderthals, which is the sapient species, our species, that they do this backcrossing, introgression, and miscegenation with. That's the reason why they are talking. I want you to understand. That is where, this is where this Cro-Magnon and modern human or people come about 100,000 years ago. Okay? Why they interbreed with the Neanderthals and look like human being, but before that they were like the flat-faced man of Kenya, a hip. Just understand what white people really are. With a book about Jesus, none of those things are true, nowhere in any way, shape, or form. Now, Cro-Magnon population of early Homo sapien. You hear this? early Homo sapiens. There is only one sapien species, one. And two subgroups come from wise sapien. That's it. That's all we have. So when they're writing all these kind of stuff about who they are and, you know, modern man and stuff like that, no, we don't know. Look, they can go to Europe and call themselves modern people. But not in our territory where they come and hunt us down and all you read is about invasion like they do with Iraq and many places, Palestine, all these places, you know, that these white people go there and they're like mad. Everywhere we are, they go there. But they couldn't go there when they were not talking and all that kind of stuff. So if we backtrack and go, you know, where they do this back crossing and introgression and miscegenation, we'll find out about their background. Okay? Telling you, white people are not good people. You may think that they're providing for you and stuff like that. We provide for ourselves. We are not democracy. We are kingship. And if you're reading good the history, you will find out that we are not in their boat and we must drive them out. We are responsible to drive them out. Read your history and you will understand. We are a different culture from them. And the reason why we turn idiot is because them put their bad blood, bad semen inside of our system by our ancestors. 100,000 years ago when we were leaving Africa. And over all this time, we turned idiot. Nobody correct our mental illness. That's why we cannot administrate a government. That's why Africa just turn over everything to them and they have all the money, all the wealth and stuff like that. And we cannot survive, right? It's time to get it over with because everything here is ours. It's not theirs. And that's what the history says. You don't have any. It's not like we need to run about and go look for something. When they're faced with the fact now, they need to go look to find something to, like, make an argument. They can't make an argument because they have written too many things that sink themselves. You see what I mean? They think that they could keep the world and keep us shut down and stuff like that. That's not the way it is. When you read and stuff like that, it manifests us. When they were to be writing about themselves, doing this and doing that, that's not what they do. They put us in those places and show that they mistreat us and use fraud to get where they're going because they use us. What about Roman Republic? Who is the Roman? When was ever there Romans before 509 BC? You read and you find out. All right, here we go. It says, Neanderthals and wise sapien, wise human being. This is who we are. Neanderthals and the wise sapien spring forth from wise sapien species. That wise sapien species blood was mixed with the gods and created us. Wise sapien, wise human being. Nowhere in the world history textbook said that hominid was wise. Nowhere. Cro-Magnon population of early. All right, so Cro-Magnon population. When they talk about Homo sapiens, is that they are interbreeding with sapien. Okay? They are coming from Homo, which their blood is not supposed to mix with ours, and that's what they did. They want to now make it legitimate. Their crossbreeding with sapien make them Homo sapien. You can't accept that. They are criminal and destroy our brain with it. You want to now give them that they are sapien? because they have sapien baby mixed with them? No, you do not. You do not. Okay? Because we have all of our generation all over the world suffer from their bad blood that they use, and this all kind of disease happened to us. Every single thing that happened to African people around the world, it is these white people and what they did to us. So they're going to find their roots. It's up in Europe. It's up in Europe. So it goes on. So they are talking about Cro-Magnon population of early Homo sapien dating from the upper Paleolithic, 40,000 to 10,000 years ago in Europe. You see that? But they don't want to come out and tell you that it's rape and attack and rape, then rape our people. Both Neanderthal and the talking sapien people. They don't want us to know that. You see what I mean? I mean, when you see what they do to cover it up, you would yawn and mourn to know that. But look, we're finding out. The cave was investigated. What does it say here? It says, in 1868, in a shallow cave at Cro-Magnon, near the town of Izes, the talk in the Dordogne region of southwestern France, a number of obviously scientist human skeleton. Obvious ancient human skeleton were found. The cave investigated by the French geologist Edouard Lartigue, who uncovered five archaeological layers. The human bones found in the topmost layer proved to be between 10,000 to 35,000 years old. The prehistory humans revealed by this find called Cro-Magnon and have since been considered along with Neanderthals. Let's see. He says, yes, along with Neanderthals. And what? And Homo Neanderthalensis. Neanderthalensis. To be representative of prehistoric humans. You see? Modern studies suggest that Cro-Magnons emerge even earlier, perhaps as early as 45,000 years ago. You see, they want to tell you that it happened in the wrong way. They don't want to tell you that they fuck up these Neanderthals very, 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 very earlier on before they attack us 100,000 years ago. right? They don't want to tell the story, so they find all kind of way to tell people. If you read the World History Textbook, it guides us to understand better about what transpired. But these are things they are writing and scatter it all abroad to turn misinformed people. Cro-Magnons were robust, built, and powerful, and are presumed to have been about 166 to 171 cm, about 5 feet, 5 inches, 7 inches tall. The body was generally heavy and solid, apparently with strong muscular. The forehead was straight with slight brown ridges, and the face short and wide. Cro-Magnons were the first humans, you hear this? The first humans, genus, homo, you hear this? Yeah. You see, that's how they want to like take over the world from us. That's why these white people faggots, that's what they're doing with all the Bible and everything. Oh yes, a full type of a thing that they made up that they just blow us off the map. Okay? Yes, to have prominent chin, the brain capacity was about 1,600 cc, 100 cubic inches. You see? Now, nobody is going to have our kind of brain. So it doesn't matter what these guys are going to, their brain is going to be. It's not going to be the same like us. No matter what they do, they don't have our kind of brain. They have something from us, yes, because they're talking, they look like us and all that kind of stuff, but they don't have exactly our brain. But they would want to just sweep that away and make it seem like, oh, a reason. No, listen, they don't have anything in history to be legally in our territory. And that's all there is to it. Okay? They could fuck 6 asshole one time. They don't have any right in our territory. So get your asshole out. Because there is no history. There is no law for them in our territory. Europe has its own legal jurisdiction. If it has any at all, yes, where it's at. Not in our place. And to talk about we, Western world is your, they call the Western world that we first inhabited. Their own. All these things, you don't know what these sodomite white people are doing with the African people. You don't know. All right. We're going to start knowing now. Apparently, strong muscular, the forehead was straight with slight brow ridge, and the face short and wide. Cro-Magnon were the first human genus, homo, to have a prominent chin. The brain capacity was about, you know, 1,600 cc and 100 cubic inches, somewhat larger than the average for modern humans. So they're making a new human than us. You see what they're doing? All right. It is thought that Cro-Magnon were probably fairly tall compared with other early human species. You see what I mean? If we do not back these people out of our territory and wipe them off the map, out of our culture, it's going to be bad stuff. You take good care, and I I wish you well. I am going to, like, go now and hope that you remember Michael Tellinger. Michael Tellinger link that I have for you with the education to tell you about South Africa and the first civilization that came to Earth. That is the gods who first came as civilized being to Earth. These white people, we must learn what has happened in our history. So come and get the Michael Tellinger link. And this group of scientists says, we need to write our own civilized history book. And we need to. Take good care. I see you on the next edition. Take care.